Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation, or is it sometimes called the Feast of the Incarnation? Now I know it seems somewhat strange to talk about the Son of God becoming flesh during Lent instead of Christmas, but if you back up from Christmas, December 25th, 9 months, you get March 25th. This is considered when Jesus was conceived and celebrated in the church as a celebration of the incarnation, the Word becoming flesh. During the Reformation, Luther spoke out against certain pockets of Christianity in the West who seemed to glorify Mary a little too much, maybe even move closer toward Mary worship. Some even consider her almost like another person of the Trinity. Now, it's certainly good for Luther to correct this idolatry. But in guarding against this idolatry about Mary, have we tend not to say much about her at all? Seems to me to be a shame just to talk about her only at Christmas. According to Holy Scripture, Elizabeth did say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And didn't Mary herself say, "Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name." And certainly Martin Luther himself was probably the greatest reformer who had the most to say about Mary, the Mother of God. So I think it would be good to say something about Mary today, because I do believe that Mary, the Mother of God, can help us during our journey of Lent. Gabriel explains how the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. The divine presence of God found in the Holy of Holies of the temple in Jerusalem will inhabit a person, and the womb of the Virgin Mary. The infinite God, creator of heaven and earth, will enter into humanity, our history, in the spacious womb of an ordinary girl. Her womb will be His tabernacle, and like the burning bush, His presence within her will not consume her. At the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD, the church officially gave Mary the Greek title Theotokos, the birth giver of God. This is not so much to honor Mary as it is to affirm that Jesus Christ indeed is God the Son. After hearing Gabriel, Mary chose to hand over herself to God's will. "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." What power are in those words of Mary, "Let it be"? God, the creator of heaven and earth, says, "Let there be." And there is. But in Gabriel's visit with Mary, it is a creature who says, "Let it be." And God becomes man. The angel Gabriel announces God's gift of grace, that she has been chosen to be the birth giver of God the Son, the long-awaited Messiah. And Mary believes Gabriel and obediently accepts God's amazing gift. Later in Luke, when Jesus is all grown up, he tells a crowd of people, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." And blessed is Mary for hearing God's word through the messenger Gabriel and obeying it. Mary's obedience to God, her "let it be" according to His word, His will, and she becomes the new Eve, the mother of the living. Mary will carry the new Adam, Jesus Christ, the one who will reconcile humankind with God. It's only through the grace of God in Jesus Christ that Mary is able to have faith and be obedient to the will of God. That does not deny the fact that she, her free choice, chose to be obedient. God chose the ordinary and the lowly to be instruments of his salvation and redemption. And it's in choosing the weak that God shows his power. God invites Mary to participate in his mighty works of recreating the world. And she accepts. So in many ways, Mary is a model of the Christian faith. She reveals to us the power of God at work in the human being. And God continues to be at work in us, fashioning us into his image and into his likeness. Now, one of the things I like about the holy images of Mary in the Orthodox Church that is very different in a lot of the images in the Western Church, and that is that Mary is rarely by herself. Even on the icon screen near the altar of an Orthodox church, Mary is sometimes alone, but she's always pointing in admiration and supplication to the exalted Jesus icon. Even there, she is pointing to Jesus, never separated from him. In every other depiction of Mary, she is with Jesus. One of the most famous icons of Mary is the Theotokos of Vladimir, also known as the Lady of Kiev. We see in this icon Mary holding Jesus with one hand, and with the other hand, she invites all who look upon her to be in a relationship with her son. There's a sense of profound oneness between Mary and Jesus. And we too share in that oneness with Christ. In receiving the body of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, we too hold Christ and have union with him. We too can point to Christ by our loving actions to others. So Mary encourages us and reveals to us that we can be transformed by her Son, Jesus Christ, just as she was. We too can live a life of faith and obedience to God. In union with Jesus Christ, we too have the power to give up control in our lives and unite our will with God's will. So during Lent, Mary invites us to spend more time with her Son. She invites us to spend more time with him in studying of scriptures, fasting and prayer and charity to others, so that we may recognize him in the day-to-day happenings of our lives. She invites us into a deeper relationship with Christ so that we can surrender our anxieties, surrender our entire selves to Christ. And in union with Christ, we are empowered to say as Mary did, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then Christ empowers us to go out and be that word of hope and love, to carry that word of God deep within our hearts. Our hearts are the spacious holy temple where the Son of God dwells. And we carry Christ, his light, into the darkness of this world. Like Psalm 40, we offer our praise and thanksgiving for the transformation in us due to our salvation through Christ Jesus, who offered himself as a once and for all sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin and for our redemption. And we unite our wills with his in witnessing to the world about the good news of Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we too, like Mary, are able to hear God's word and obey it and be his family. Because nothing is impossible with God. Amen.